Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. Thursday. We are in the studio this morning and happy Thursday. If it is Thursday, it is Wellness Day. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome. We are a father-focused, father-friendly program. It's called Dad Up. And every day from 8:30 until 9 and 8:30 until 9 p.m., we are here to encourage our fathers and father figures to be better spies. Yes. SPIES stands for spiritual wellness, physical wellness, intellectual mental health wellness, emotional wellness, which is today, and on Fridays we talk about social wellness. But today it is Emotional Wellness Day. Welcome to the studio again, my dear brother and friend Charles. How are you?
It's always great to be here and great to be in the presence of God.
Amen. Today's special in so many different ways, because in the house we have the manager of the wonderful WCNO. And he's not only here touching buttons over there, left, right, and center. It's because he is part of our group discussion this morning. I invited him because, one, he's my newfound friend, but two, he is a dad. And every dad is part of our circle of brotherhood. So, Jonathan, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have to be on this station reaching 7.5 million and potentially more. I so love you and appreciate you.
Seamus, thank you for letting me join in with you today. I'll tell you, this is a program that we've been waiting for the entire 7 years I've been here. And just coming in with you today, I understand you get kind of to the heart of some issues. And so as I was sort of searching my soul before the Father this morning, I thought, you know, this is one of the most challenging things for men to do. We can get together and we can do a lot of sports and we can have coffees and bagels and donuts and a lot of things. But when it comes to talking real, that's tough for a lot of men to do. Yes, but it is so important, and I'm honored to be with you.
Well, I am so honored you are here. And Charles and I are looking forward to talking with you and hearing from you. Yeah. I know that you are not just a station manager, you are not just a pastor, but you are a dad. And that, to me, qualifies you to be sitting around the table here, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Today we're going to be talking about the E of spies. And all of us sitting here have something unique to offer. I want to start with you, Jonathan. Fatherhood is, how did Mike put it? It's beautiful, but it's brutal. Mm-hmm. It can be challenging. And especially so when you have a child who has special needs. What are some of the emotions that you personally, whether it's day in or day out, what are some of the, should I say, unique feelings that come with being a dad of a child who has special needs? Talk to us.
Well, Seamus and Charles, again, great to be with you all. And I have two boys, both sons we adopted. And my second son is a special needs child. He is totally reliant on my wife and I for care. Nonverbal, non-ambulatory. And so basically every aspect of his care, we really are just trusting God and doing the best we can. So I think overwhelmed would be a true emotion that I experience. There are times when I'd like to think that after a few years behind me that I'd kind of have some of this, figured out. But every day seems like a new day to learn. And so there are many times when I am overwhelmed, and of course that tends to impact the entire family. But yet that's the reality of it.
Mm. Wow. It's amazing how dads kind of set the tone and set the atmosphere for the family. If dad is frustrated, then it kind of trickles down. Dad's happy, it trickles down. So again, that's how important the presence of a dad is.
I want to ask you how every dad goes through a time when, I want to say, you pull your hair out, but some of us don't have, so we won't even use that illustration.
I don't either, so thank you.
How do you deal with those feelings? Because thank you for being so transparent, because one would almost want to say, don't admit that you feel overwhelmed. And you're almost wanting to feel that you need to feel strong all the while because you're doing a good thing, you and your wife. But you're a human being, and taking care of another human being can be overwhelming. So you draw from where? Where is your plug-in sort of charger?
Well, I have an awesome wife, and I have an awesome God, and I have awesome, close relationships with the men in our fellowship. I meet with those men twice a week. We meet every Saturday morning. We open our hearts up. We do look into the Word. We do some Bible study. But a lot of it is to be relational and to have an opportunity to spill our guts. And again, we meet on Monday nights, and we have an evening of prayer together. And I've been doing this for many, many years with the men. And those men are... they're able to speak out of their hearts. They talk about things that I think a lot of people would blush over because they can just be that honest and that real. And if I am totally dried out and worn out, I know I'm going to have to run to God, which I do daily. But I also most likely am going to say, brothers, I need you to lay hands on me and pray for me. I do that in the service too. I'm close, you know, when you're close to brothers and you walk with them, they walk with you. Then contrary to what I was taught in ministry school, I have found that transparency is the best weapon against the enemy. Turn the lights on, open up your heart, spill your guts, be real. And the brothers automatically come. They just come around and they lay hands on, they may ask questions or they may just give a hug. But to keep refilled, every day is a refilling. And those little steps of right decisions are so key in my life. Every day I have to have the time with the Father. Every day I have to be open to accountable relationships, and it makes a huge difference for me as a pastor and for me as a dad.
Awesome. Dads have many things that they struggle with, and we don't always hear them. I'm thinking of a dad right now as I'm speaking who is struggling with some homeless issues for himself and his wife. And he told me that there are times they would go around and search for those public spaces where the sprinklers come on early in the morning to go get a shower.
Wow.
And
wow.
You wouldn't have known that. Because this man was trying to be strong for himself and his family, but having a group of men to be vulnerable with is so very helpful.
Yeah, and when we have our get-togethers with our men at the Porcelain Learning Church of God, we emphasize that this is a safe space. We don't judge. We're not here to put you down. You can share as much or as little as you want, but you're among family, you're among brothers, and we're here to support each other.
Let's get even realer, if there's any such word. There are times when dads become vulnerable and they get hurt. Mm-hmm. they get let down because the church or their circle of friends, they thought they could be themselves, and it comes back to bite them. So now they close down and they shut down and they protect their heart to the point of letting nothing in and nothing out. Mm. Let me ask you, Charles, you shared a little bit of your testimony the other day that had it not been for your dad, mm-hmm. when he was, I think, 60 and you were 44, thereabout.
Yeah, he's 28 years older than me, so he was 72.
Let me ask you, man, anger is one of those emotions that men struggle with, not all men, but it's one of those emotions. That day for you, mm-hmm. you were boiling.
Yes. I've never really been an angry person, but that day I was what you would call a perfect storm because I was going through a divorce. And I didn't really clarify it before, but my wife at the time was having an affair and she was bringing the man to the house and I hadn't left yet. So I had to see it. Not only was it in my mind, I had to see it. And this particular night, I said before, I was going on maybe a total of 6 hours of sleep in 2 to 3 days. So I wasn't sleeping well. And she called me and wanted to know, could she bring him over to watch movies? Now, I'm like, okay, you're already doing it, but now you're calling and asking for my permission. And that just sent me over the top. I just couldn't believe she had the audacity to do that. And that was like the ultimate in disrespect.
All right. So you just mentioned something there, and I want to pull you in here, Jonathan, as a minister and somebody who works with men. It is said that anger is a secondary emotion. So, for example, if I'm standing on this side of the road and I see my little daughter next door and she's about to run across the road to come to me right into my arms, but as she's running across the road, I can see an 18-wheeler coming down the road, and I shout to her, and I said, don't do that. It might sound as if I'm angry, but it's fear that really is at the core of that emotion. And if this morning in your wonderful blue shirt, I came up to you and said, hey, Charles, but beneath that shirt, you had third-degree burns, mm-hmm. and I didn't know, you would push me away. And it would seem as if you are mad with me, right. But it would be because you're hurting, mm-hmm. and anger comes across. So for that day, that moment, what was it that you were feeling?
It was hurt. And when she asked me that question, it just took it to a deeper level of hurt. It's like you had stuck the knife in, but now you were turning it. And I went on defensive.
Mm. Thank God you reached out.
Yes.
Are all emotions valid? Be they jealousy, be they anger, be they fear. Are all emotions valid? What do you say?
God made us. Okay. Yeah. And we see a lot of these emotions in God, do we not? And it's that moment where it seems that I lose control because of emotions. And again, you'd ask about my special needs child. Taking him to school, I had never been in a special needs school. So taking him to school and sitting there as a parent, they're actually running all of these special needs kids, checking with metal detectors, making sure there are, this is a whole different world from when I was in school. And I'm thinking, these are special needs kids, some coming in with all different kinds of behavior. And all I could do was just, my son's getting all riled up. He doesn't understand. I don't understand. I'd never been in that setting. And I'm thinking, Father, how did I live to be this age and not know what so many people live with, not have compassion for them, not have any exposure to this. And I remember one of those early mornings, just as one of the graduations, I just slipped aside and went into the restroom and just wept. And I couldn't even explain what emotion that was. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of anger. I'm like, God, why do we have this in our world like this? And it was sort of directed against God. God, why don't I know what to do? I don't know how to respond. There was no one I could really talk to at that moment. It was just, and so these different feelings of frustration, anxiety, being overwhelmed, and being angry because I can't fix it. And it's out of my control. And when things are out of my control, it's easy for me to be pulled off balance in the sense that I, too, am out of control. And so I believe it's important that we're able to talk about these and that we are able to perhaps build a bridge on maybe some relationships, maybe in our own family. My father didn't show any emotion. My mom said he never held me as a child. And so I couldn't even believe that. Mom is a baby. Dad never, no. She said, your father never held you as a child. I don't remember ever having a hug from my dad. And dad was, he was a Christian. He was in church. But all of these things, bridges had to be built. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I believe they're very valid. Emotions are very valid. And we need to be big enough men to let the tears out and let real happen.
Amen.
So if they're valid, that's how we were made. Does it give us the right to act out on those feelings? Because after all, that's how God made me.
It's not an excuse for misbehavior.
It's not.
No. But not. These are things that we need to address. And if it's inside of you, then it would be good to address it. It needs to be addressed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And I've said before, I made it my mission to keep control of my anger, because I've said before, I'm 6'7", and I'm pounds.
I didn't hear that.
So. So usually when a person's angry, they're stronger. And I didn't want that to be my legacy of being out of control angry. So that's why I'm so happy my dad answered that night when I called.
Doesn't God always have somebody that's out there?
Yeah.
If we are open to another option, God is certainly in my life, God has been very faithful.
And again, I had so much turmoil going on in my head, but I could still hear that still small voice saying, Call your father. Call your father. With all that was going on, call your father.
In the middle of the storm.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's still a sense of the Spirit's guidance and direction in our life.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So before we go to our DGJ, that's got jokes, it is powerful that we as dads have a person or a circle of friends that we can reach out to when we are going through some overwhelming emotions, be it fear or anger or overwhelmedness. But it is even greater to be one of those people that somebody else can call.
Yes.
Not only do we need friends, but let us be somebody's friend. Not only do we need confidence, we need to be somebody's confidence too. And that's one of the joys of being part of what I call the fatherhood movement here.
I've asked several times in our men's prayer group the question, are we our brother's keeper? And overwhelmingly, the answer is yes, because we have to there for our brothers.
Amen. All right. So let's turn to... and I'm going to give you a chance to think of a good one this time. So I didn't give you a heads up.
Thank you,
Jonathan. So I'm going to use this minute or less to say that this program today is being sponsored by Nuzzle Nolan Lawn Care and Pest Control Agency. And if you wish to get their services, you can call them at 561 823 2173. So I'll repeat that for Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care Company, 561-823-2173. They were kind enough to sponsor today's program and the past few programs that we have had. I want to say to you, listening audience, if you wish to sponsor one of these programs, we would really like you to, because Nuzzle Nolan won't be doing it forever. Thank goodness they have started us off. But we would like you to support us and be part of our Dad Up 1000. You can be part of that in one of three ways. Your prayers. Please pray for this program. I've heard by people talking to me, as well as calls and texts, to say this program is making a difference. I've even heard from mom saying, I want my son to listen. Yes. So please pray for us. In addition to that, we need your hours. We're asking for at least 1 hour per week. We are starting, or actually we have started a program called Operation Daducation, where we ask fathers and father figures to read to and or with children who don't have a father figure. That has proven, research has shown, that in addition to the wonderful work that teachers do in the schools, when a dad or a father figure reads to or with a child, they do so much better. Yes. So just 1 hour per week. And because of technology, we're able to join these kids in their homes, wherever they're at, for 15 or so minutes and read over Zoom or FaceTime. So please. And then we're asking for your financial support for your dollars. It costs about $90 per program, which is quite a deal. We get it repeated in the evening. But we're asking you to be part of that. If you can send in part of that $90 or sponsor for a week or a month or a year, however much you can give, based on God's blessing in your life. And we will certainly make mention of your church or your business or somebody whom you wish to honor. So, Dad Up 1000. Let's go to a joke, man. Let's go to a joke, Artu. I'm going to leave you last in the time just to give you a chance to catch up.
But you always make me go first.
Just give you a chance to catch up.
If you ever get locked out of your house or your car, you must talk to it, talk to the lock calmly.
Oh.
Because communication is the key.
Oh, okay. All right. I give you that one. That's what we're trying to do right now, communicating with our fathers and father figures. Yeah. Even if they don't vote for you.
I know. That's good.
Jonathan, let me hear you.
I don't have one. I'm agreeing with Charles. I think Charles on a roll here. That's good.
All right. Well,
he doesn't want to acknowledge that.
No, so, it's good. Know. It's good.
Listen, what do you call a factory that makes okay products? A factory that makes okay products.
I don't know.
Satisfactory.
Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're laughing.
Gotcha.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
I must admit, communication is key. And since we're on this feeling, this topic of emotions, it is important that we give voice to our feelings. But I say, I often challenge my young people that I work with, including some of the dads, that they need to think of T and P, time and place, where you say what you should say and when you say it. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard dad say, this is just how I am. I got it from my dad, or I got it, I can't help myself. I mean, I'm just this angry person because my dad was, or some would say because I was Irish or whatever it is. That is no excuse. Thank God we have tools available to help us regulate.
Amen.
Our feelings.
It's true. And we have choices.
Choices.
A lot of the times we just bypass the choices and we act or react. I say again, my aunt always says, you can't always control what happens to you, but you can always control how you react.
How you react. How you react. So, brothers, fathers, it is okay to feel what you feel. And quite honestly, if you don't feel anything, that is worrying. I understand if you're in the hospital and you can't feel any pain, it's not a good thing to come out and say, yay, I'm healed. It is a bad sign that you can't feel anything. But how we express those feelings and where, especially as we try to teach our children and young people how to handle their emotions. Today, I know, if you don't mind, you're going to a funeral.
Tomorrow. Yes. And there are some circumstances around it, which it's not my story to tell. But it's going to be difficult because of the circumstances surrounding it. But I'll be there. I'll be there for whatever transpires. That's just who I am and how I am and how I want to be. So, but yeah. It's, yeah.
Let me ask you, Jonathan, as we close out this session this morning, as a dad, as a pastor, as someone who has lived long enough to see men rise, men fall, what would you say God wants us to do with those feelings that we have? God, I know people who struggle, men who struggle with their sexuality. I know young boys who are confused and are feeling angry about their dads not being there. What would you say to them?
Do not isolate, connect and engage. Find godly men that are going to love you regardless. And find someone that you can do what the word says if two or three agree. Find someone that agrees with God that can come into your circle and can stand with you.
Amen.
None of us can see 360-degree angle of ourselves. No matter how good we are, we can't see 360. We have to rely on someone else who is looking on to see things about us that we can't or won't see. And I am grateful to God for those individuals who God has placed in my life. And by the way, Paul Curette just sent a sign. I think it's your joke that he was putting his hands over his face, not mine. So I'll just say that. But listen, dads, fathers, father figures, you're not alone. And the feelings that you are going through, those feelings of frustration and defeat because you can't provide for your family, and those feelings of failure because you have tried so many times to do the right thing and you haven't been succeeding, there is hope. And I am grateful to God that we have this platform to talk with you and talk to you. To let you know that there is hope and God will always, always show up when you need him. And may I encourage the fathers and father figures out there to be vulnerable, to find friends, to find other dads with whom you can speak and be encouraged. Have a great day and dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.